This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
Okay, my name is Isaac Sanchermes. I'm 30 now. I'm from Spain, from Valencia originally. And I came here to Ireland 4 years ago, and I did all my portfolio course and everything in Cork, and then I came here to Limerick to do my diploma in fine arts. I'm here in Limerick Art Fine Art School. Well, the first time I came here, it was 5 years ago. I just came visiting a friend, and it was a strong impression, actually. I came with the train and all that, and you can imagine, you know, coming from Spain, it's absolutely different, everything. So it was everything very new for me and very interesting, obviously. Well, I think it's a very interesting city. I just find, you know, in every corner you find new things all the time. And I just find it interesting and motivating for my work, like for doing art. I think it's a good place for researching. And the people, I don't know, as everywhere in Ireland, they are a genuine, maybe that's a good adjective. They are very, very easy to talk with them and to meet new people. Well, here in the school, it's great. It's no problem. It's lovely. Everything. Well, definitely. Like, I've seen the change of Limerick in a way. Like when we first arrived here 5 years ago, there was very. I mean, it hadn't started really to come all the new immigrants here, especially from Poland and all this. So it was different atmosphere, yeah. Like, I remember coming with the boat in my car, and the police was really, really welcoming, you know, all of us, and it was like, and now it's completely different. You can see, you know, all the new regulations, and, you know, it's everything's getting, and you can actually see, you know, people as well here, you know, it's changing a bit the atmosphere. So yeah, I can see, you know, big changes here in Limerick going fast, like just in the buildings. You know, going around, you see new buildings everywhere and all that. So it's definitely changing and fast. Well, this thing about the bad reputation, I think, is just no sense at all. Like, you compare Limerick to any middle-sized Spanish city, and this is a perfect place and safe place to live. All this reputation, I think, has little to do with the reality. It's just a reputation, and probably it doesn't come from now, it comes from years before that. Probably there were some things happen, I don't know, but I think Limerick is a perfectly, you know, safe and lovely city to live. Well, sound art is basically a sculpture. During these centuries, it's going developing, and sculpture is always working in three-dimensional space. And if you think about it, sound is part of that three-dimensional space. So that is the starting point, let's say. So that's it, you know, just taking in consideration that description. Sound works with the space and with the materials in the space and the sound that they produce, the waves that they produce. It's a very, very open definition. If you want, from there, you can find almost anything in relation with that, people doing things, so that's a little bit of the introduction of what could be, maybe. Well, there's a Japanese artist called Akio Suzuki, and I was pretty impressed when I heard it, one of his pieces, because he just used, like, stones, just round stones from his country, his Japanese, and just with that, you know, he was just making sounds with that all around in a room, creating, you know, different sounds with a very, very simple way. And I found it very, very nice and very, I don't know, like very simple, and at the same time it was full of meanings, and it was, you know, great piece. That was one of the first pieces that really interests me and made me think about it. That's the thing, because Soundland has not much to do with music or with other, you know, what we could understand as sound is something else. Yeah, definitely. Like my piece is a research in the sound itself, and what I have realized is that it's an endless process. You start with work with sound, and it's like it's a very plastic way of working. You can work and rework the same sound, and in an endless process. And then depending on the context you put it, you know, you could be you know, developing yourself forever. My piece originally, I started to work with materials and working with materials coming from Spain. My work has about all my work in the studio has to do with myself being here in Ireland, and you know, all this about taking things out of context and stuff like that. So I'm working with materials from Spain. One of the materials I'm using is bee pollen from Spain, and with that materials I'm starting to create sounds. With that first sounds, I'm starting to stretch them and to develop them and to just to mix them and creating new sounds, and I'm just replaying those sounds in another context. It's just like a movement of all these materials and sound, and that's a bit why my sound piece will be like, you know, it's just just really, really very little to do with the original sound. It's just stretching and traveling, if you want. It was recorded, well, there's actually different recordings. And originally it was recorded in the studio with the materials. And then I've been using as well sounds from the city itself, from Limerick, and sounds coming from Spain as well. So all different sources. Absolutely. That's the way I'm working. I just, you know, record things very, very simple. And it's then after that we use mainly computers. And it's with the computers where actually the programs, they are very visually, they are very almost like doing collage. It's very visually, has a lot to do with what we could understand as traditional fine art. It's all about almost drawing in the computer, and you're drawing the sound if you want. And it's, as I tell you before, it's like an endless process. You just, you know, keep developing the sound and stretching it and just producing new songs. And that's the way I do the work. Well, for me, very enjoyable. And, well, it's like everything, you know, there's difficult things in the beginning. You just have to learn the basic skills. But then it becomes very, very creative in a way, and it's very, I mean, we are in a way just learning still, so in a way we just play with the sounds if you want. So it's easy, and you get to know the basic skills of all the technologies and all that, that's the first thing we have to learn. Well, my sounds are abstract sounds, so I'm not trying to give a concrete representation of everything. So I don't know, I just hope that they like, you know, they pay attention to this song. That's all I'm hoping, because then it's just an abstract song. And all they have to do is kind of get a feeling of what's going on. And yeah, that's it. Well, I don't know. Maybe that it would be good to see more sound art here in Ireland. And playing the radio, especially, that's a great thing, because, you know, it's hard enough to see these things happening in radios. So, yeah, just hope that there's more sound out going around.
would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this programme and to the sound artist who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.